Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today, as always. I am Boyd Matheson, and as we round out the program today, if you missed anything, of course, you want to go back to the KSL podcast and check out Inside Sources. You can go back to any of our conversations. They're all there, easy to access, and all the things you can get to in terms of the principles, the policies, the ideas that we explored during the course of the show. And one you're going to want to go back and listen to for sure today is our conversation with Jessica Lowe from BeALittleTooKind.org, who is just doing some amazing things. It just started out with someone who was taking culinary classes and recognizing that they were throwing away a lot of food at the end, and then finding a way to share that with those that are experiencing homelessness. And it has branched into a nonprofit. They're just doing some amazing things. They were all part of One Kind Act, the summit that was held last Friday, of course, with the help of Khosrow Simnani and the Simnani Family Foundation. And we're going to continue to highlight some of those extraordinary individuals who are doing what we talk about every day on this show. Do something that makes a difference. And it can be as simple as recognizing, wow, there's some extra food there. We could probably get that to somebody who really needs it, and it might make a difference. And then you build on that and go beyond that. And Jessica Lowe's done an extraordinary job of turning this in not to just a food transaction, but the building of relationships that's transforming lives. It makes all the difference. And we're going to continue to have those conversations on this show because that's what we do. In the context of looking at what's happening in society, what principles are driving real progress. And, of course, we'll look at that in the context of what's happening politically and geopolitically around the world. And all of those things are interconnected. But ultimately, it gets down to principles and people. And that's where we always start, and that's where we always want to end the program here on Inside Sources. And one of the interesting things that I've been noodling on the last couple of days, of course, with tax day and finances and retirement planning, all of those things. We all know that money compounds, and I think we get that. We understand that. We know it compounds when we're paying interest. We all feel that. If you've got a car loan or a credit card bill that you're carrying a balance on, you get that interest never sleeps. It's always working. It's always adding up. Of course, we often talk about the $34 trillion of national debt that we're facing and the interest payments on that. Compound interest is a big deal. It will be one of the largest budget items in the whole country, in all of our government. One of the largest things that's going to have to be allocated every year moving forward is our interest payment on the loan. And just recognize that that compound interest can't be spent on it, and it doesn't produce anything. It doesn't give you a new Navy or a fleet or weapons. It doesn't give you a new shelter for the homeless. It doesn't give you a new school. It doesn't even fill a pothole. It's just interest. It has to be paid, so it compounds. And I want to flip the script on that a little bit and get to something else that compounds that we don't talk about near enough, and that's knowledge and habits. Knowledge and habits compound over time. And so, of course, every financial expert is going to preach about the power and importance of being on the positive side of compound interest. Again, you don't want to be on the paying side, especially if you've racked up $34 trillion in debt. But you also have to look at the fact that fortunes are made on the momentum of even small and simple compound interest. People who maybe not have one of the lifestyles of the rich and famous, but who just understood compound interest and invested wisely and saved smartly over time can make all the difference. So the same thing is true when it comes to knowledge, to learning, to good habits. There's a great compounding effect that can really change your present. It can change the future for sure. So knowledge is compounded when it's internalized. I believe it was Oliver Wendell Holmes said that a mind once expanded by knowledge can never return to its original size. And to me, that's one of the things that we should be doing every day in our K-12 and on every college campus in the country, is creating space for that expansion of knowledge, because it is true that a mind once expanded doesn't go back to that same size and shape. So the compounding effect comes as new knowledge leads to new thoughts. That leads to new insight. That leads to new inspiration. And one simple piece of knowledge can be the catalyst for a host of all kinds of innovative ideas, an expanded vision of what's possible. I actually spent some time this morning with some students who are real entrepreneurs from American Fork High School and a couple of other surrounding schools as they got together in a kind of a speed dating experience with some mentors. And I'm amazed. I mean, so these kids were running businesses, starting marketing firms, doing things on social media, running a landscaping business, car detailing, all kinds of interesting things. But they were individuals who had had their mind expanded by an extraordinary teacher. And now they're continuing to add to that knowledge. And then they keep expanding. And then they teach and share. And then things just keep going. That's how it works. And the same thing is true with habits. A new bad habit can trigger an avalanche of negative behaviors that can wipe you out individually, collectively, as an organization. And the same thing can happen when you have momentum created by a very small, maybe insignificant habit that can really change your course. So trying to do that individually and as society, that's the challenge. And good leaders recognize that that's how you do it. It's one small habit. It's one little piece of knowledge at a time. And it has to go beyond what we tend to see in national media and a lot of the national political issues. It's either misinformation or disinformation. And it all is centered around this idea of controlling the narrative and controlling the flow of the conversations. And that's where we the people have to step up and step in. It's not going to be government mandating it. It's not going to be government controlling it or divvying it out to us. We have to be the ones who go after knowledge. We're the ones who have to find the truth and be the truth, speak the truth, and then have conversations where we're radically curious, where we can think different, we can learn something new, we can admit, wow, maybe I had that wrong, or my favorite thing that we get to do every day on this show is say, wow, I'd never thought of it that way. Well, we hope you did that today on a host of things, from what's happening across the planet and what's happening right here in our own backyard. I'm Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us on Inside Sources today. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and yes, do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.